NerdsReviews.com presents Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever you debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking Season 1, Episode 4, if I'm not mistaken. And today's episode is a special one. We're talking Star Wars, all things Star Wars. The movies, we'll touch on a little Mandalorian. We have our usual suspects. Carlos is here.
Hey.
Dennis is here.
What's up?
And our special guest, Gene Farley. And he is owner of a comic book shop in Sacramento, California called Comics and Collectibles. We've known him for long time, and we're all Star Wars fellas. You know, we all have seen it. You know, we all have our opinions, and that's what this show's about. We're gonna basically, some people will probably hate Star Wars, some people will love it, some people will say that one sucked, but this one's good. Oh, and we've been throwing the spinoffs, a little Solo action, a little Rogue One. Is there any other? That's it, right? Those are the two spinoffs, I think.
So far.
Yeah, I think they plan on having what, Boba Fett?
I hope not.
It sounds like Boba Fett got reworked into the Mandalorians.
So. Yeah, you saw that right there. We'll catch you guys up with that. So yeah, let's start off right off the bat. Let's go with some Star Wars. Let's keep it nice and simple at first, okay? So what's everyone's favorite of the 9 Star Wars movies? If someone said you're going to watch one of them, not over and over, but you know, say you can watch one to start. It doesn't matter the order. Which one would you watch first, and why is it your favorite? So let's start with Dennis.
Which one would I watch first? I mean, yeah, I like the ones.
Or to pick one. You got to pick one.
I would say like the Attack of the Clones, maybe, or
Attack of the Clones makes it to the top of the list.
I mean, like, or the Phantom Menace, something somewhere in there in the early, the late
90s. So the 90s ones. And
that's when I sort of got
when you got into
it. Introduced, yeah.
Okay, so that's your introduction to Star Wars. See, that's a whole different take right there, Steve. Yeah. All right. Gene, if you could watch one or say which one is your favorite and why, which one would it be?
Gotta go Empire, actually.
Oh, man, that's a yes. Oh,
I mean, Empire's. It's the obvious, easy choice. And right. I don't even think I need to go into why. We all know why.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, so good. Carlos, your answer is?
Empire, of course.
Empire Strikes Back.
I like, you know what? I always loved Return of the Jedi. That's just one I
you
really
Ewok
enjoy.
Fan?
You know what? It's because of the Ewoks. Because what did that come out? What year?
86?
Maybe 86?
83.
Ewoks.
83, wow. Right? And I'm like 4 or 5 years old. And of course, you're going to love the Ewoks because we're the same height. We talk about the same. So, you know, but it's just, I just thought that one was Luke in the black suit was so damn cool. Like, it's just, yeah, I always thought that was, but you guys aren't wrong. Empire is the best one.
What year did Ewoks came out?
That was 83. And that was a Return of the Jedi.
I actually love that movie.
That's a good one. Oh, so is that your, now. Wait a second. Are we changing?
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny. Like, I never was able to correlate the two till like later on. I didn't really like, I thought it was just kind of like independent film on its own. Until like later on, like
you thought they didn't connect?
No, I didn't connect. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I wish they didn't.
Oh my god! All right, let's start. You know what? Let's start with the prequels, though. Or I guess they're prequels, but they're the first movies. How you want to put it? Man, just everybody, give me their take. Gene, give me your take on just the prequels as a whole.
As a whole, started off rough. Got better each movie, and by episode 3 it was actually pretty good.
Episode 3, what was it called, that one?
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, there right. You go. Yeah. That is the best of the three, for sure. Hands down.
If you had to say that there is a best of the three, sure, I guess so. I guess
no, they go on, I think they do go in order from worst to best when it comes to those three. I think it just Attack of the Clones, I mean, that is a little, I don't know, long-winded, I guess. I don't know.
And the kid was terrible.
Oh, I mean the kid actor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness.
I feel bad for how he turned out later in life, but it's not a movie I'd go back and watch again on purpose.
No, no. I mean, I'll be honest, I wouldn't really watch any of those back. Who played? Was it Hayden Christensen?
Well, he's no better than that little kid.
Oh, he was so bad. Better, but yeah, you know, that's like,
it was a solid movie.
Well, it's not the movie. It's he just wasn't that great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, I mean, because you had a lot of good actors. I mean, he has so many good actors in those movies. If you think about it, you go back, Sam Jackson, McGregor.
Yeah, they were great.
You know what I mean? So many good actors. And then you had this unproven kid that sometimes felt like a cardboard cutout when he was acting. Like, yeah. But, you know, we get what we got, right? So,
I mean, you know, they showed him that first movie and went, okay, you're playing this kid grown up. Good luck.
Right. You know, they fell in love with him because of that Schwarzenegger movie he did prior. Where Schwarzenegger was that superhero? Or he really wanted that action figure really bad. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Oh.
That's what he did before Star Wars, and they fell in love with him in that, so they cast him as Anakin.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that movie.
Yeah. I think we lost someone. We lost Lafayette.
Yep.
But I have so many questions about the prequels. I mean, the continuity is just horrible. It's just not good at all. And it just seemed to get worse from
which prequel are we referring to, though?
Huh?
Which prequel are we referring to?
All of them.
Well, they're all prequels. Menace,
anything after
Attack of the Clones, huh?
I would say the continuity between those three was better than the continuity between the latest three, though.
Oh, yes. I think so, too. I think the first three fit fairly well.
Like, you watch those last three, they had no plan at all.
Well, this is true.
We can get into that. Just
you mean they had a, the you last mean they actually had a plan?
Yeah, one plan was, clearly had a plan. They knew where they ended up.
Their plan was to basically put the Star Wars name on something and make money.
And they did.
And they did.
That's the back of those boxes. The
well, that's what it is for. It's just for entertainment value, right? I mean,
well, but see, that's the problem. You can't take Star Wars and just think, let's just make entertainment value. People take it to heart. People
who, you know,
they live in
hardcore Star Wars, you know,
yeah,
that goes back in the days. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Those type of people versus the people that are coming in and doesn't have any.
well, true, but not true, because look at people that Star Wars is the best example, I think, of a franchise. But people that got into it like you did in the 90s, they went back and watched the original ones and then consumed it all. And they just were like, oh, yeah, I'm a hardcore Star Wars fan. No matter where you jumped, if you jumped into these new ones that they made recently and you loved them, you probably went back and watched all the other ones and you're pretty hardcore about it. But
I mean, how often do you go back and watch the old ones?
Well, if I had to watch
three, I watched those often.
He doesn't say that.
More often than I would like to admit.
Yeah, right? like when they're on TNT for the 100th time, I'll watch it. Oh, I'll just watch this, you know. I know what's happening. I'll watch it in the background and be on my computer and look back. Oh, it's the part where his dad tells him, no, you're my daddy.
I mean, since they've thrown them all on Disney Plus, we've just been putting it on at the shop. And, like, we've looped through the entire 9 movie.
Just let it go.
Exactly. Multiple times.
Yeah, you let it go, and you realize that the real hero is Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, good old Jar Jar. But yeah, no, this is always a good one. What do you guys? Because this just came out. George Lucas said his original villain that he actually wanted to use was Darth Maul.
That would have been cool.
He was for the prequels, that he was supposed to be like the Darth Vader for all three of them.
He was definitely the best part of episode one.
Yeah, and that was the biggest mistake, I think, is getting rid of him, because they got rid of him way too easy, you know. But he did show up in Rogue One.
Yeah.
And that did
in Solo.
Oh, so it was Solo, yeah. And he gave me hope, like, oh, he's back.
I really hope they do something with that, like a Disney Plus series, or.
I think it'd be cool if he was in Mandalorian, or because they're talking about a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought it was good. I thought the movie was really good. But So what is everyone's take on the new movies, and what did you dislike the most? What was your favorite part of the latest three movies? And we'll find out right after this break here on Nerds Talking, the podcast.
NerdsReviews.com. We can find all the latest movie reviews, tech, and more. NerdsReviews.com.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking, the podcast, as we were about to talk about the latest Star Wars movies from Disney. Hopefully you've seen those ones. So let's start off with what you guys thought about it. Go ahead, Carlos. Break it down.
Well, my favorite one was The Force Awakens, because obviously it was just a rehash of A New Hope, you know, just to get it back into people's minds and actually liking Star Wars again. But after that, I mean, the other two are just garbage. I mean, just downhill. And then what Rian Johnson did to the second one was absolute trash. I mean, you had that final scene at the end where Rey gives Luke his saber, and you're like, oh shit, this is it. It's going to start all over again. This is going to be great. The next two are just going to be awesome. But then Rian Johnson just throws that scene away. Just totally trashes it and makes Luke look like, yeah, he makes Luke look like a total douche. Like, well, I don't need this. It was horrible. Yeah, no, it was absolutely horrible.
It was so bad. Part two. It's so bad. But Gene, what'd you think?
I would agree with everything just said, and say that it was even worse that when Episode 3 came out. I feel like Episode 3 could have been a solid movie had Episode 2 set it up.
Yeah.
But Episode 2, you know, it was like you had your movie going this way, and then Episode 2 jerked it way over here. Mm-hmm. And Episode 3, he like tried to bring it back onto a plan.
He couldn't save it.
But like, I don't know. If they had one plan from the beginning and worked on it with all three movies, like where those started and where they ended up actually work. It was just that second movie in the middle that was not on the same page. Like, you can't pull your plot back after somebody's written it that far in the wrong direction.
Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad.
The 2-hour slow speed space OJ chase.
Oh my God. That's such garbage. Oh, he ruined Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I mean, in the sense of like Force Awakens was complete fan service.
Yeah.
And we loved it, honestly.
Yeah, I was about to say it as a fan. I felt serviced.
Oh my God. I came out of there like, that was amazing. That's exactly what I wanted for Star Wars. Yep. And then the second one was just, let me just basically treat Luke like he honestly doesn't give a shit about anything that happened prior to that. Like, he just doesn't care. And I felt when I came out of the theater on that one, I felt like the character of Luke, like everything he accomplished was pointless. Everything. Like, oh, you're just hiding out. You felt like you accomplished nothing. You wasted your time. But yet, at the end of Jedi, you were like the big hero, saved the day. I vanquished everything. We're good to go.
Yep.
So it's just, I don't know. I wish they would have done with Luke in the second one is almost make him almost a third party. Almost like he's not a good guy or bad guy. He just wants to shut it all down. Like, he's almost... You can always see him almost, yeah, like an overlord in the back. Like, I don't need my own soldiers. I can do this shit by myself.
Yeah.
You know, just a badass. They should have made him just a badass. Yeah. Like, but he's shutting everyone down. Rey, shut up.
I liked the force projection fight with him at the end.
You did like that?
It's moments. It was just the overall plot of it was bad.
Yeah. And I didn't like the way he died.
Actually, I was okay with that, but
it's like he overexerted himself.
Yeah.
You know, but the third one, they tried too hard to fix everything and they just could not do it.
Yeah.
And then was that really supposed to
set up three? Three could have been a great movie.
Yeah.
But they had to spend the first half of the movie trying to dig themselves out of the hole of the second movie.
Oh yeah. Right. Well, and it was fairly decent. Some parts, you know, where they went and try to figure out 3PO and his code and what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, it's getting pretty good. And then it just kind of went sideways. And when Kylo showed up in his Gap outfit at the end.
And then
that whole, the ending was so bad. The ending was so bad.
Yeah, but I was even cool with them bringing the Emperor back. And I mean, if they'd have set that up in the second movie.
That's the problem. They didn't set, and Snoke was a waste. I thought he was going to be much better.
Snoke was a total waste.
Yeah, total. The way he died was stupid. How did he not see that coming, since he was supposed to be the all, you know, knowing leader?
Yeah. And sometimes I don't see something coming because the writing is really clever. And sometimes I don't see it coming because it was just dumb and didn't make sense.
Yeah, and that was it. Yeah, that was it right there. Just a bunch of horse crap. But yeah, if I had to, I mean, those three definitely goes Force Awakens. Hey, I forgot. What was the last one called?
Rise of Skywalker?
Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, okay. So Rise of Skywalker for sure. Yeah, and then, of course,
I'm trying to block those out a little bit. So.
Yeah, Rise of Skywalker. Man, I'm telling you, that movie, I don't know. The last two did not do anything for me. I can never watch Last Jedi. I try.
I think it was the worst Star Wars movie ever made.
Oh, hands down. Hands down. And then, what's Billy Dee Williams' character? I watched
like four or five times.
Lando?
But you watched like four or five. It's funny. I tried to watch it a second time and I just was like, this is so bad. I keep
telling myself it can't be as bad as I remember it. And I go back and watch it again.
Yeah, it's bad.
It is.
Yeah, it's a turd fest. And then, Lando. Is Lando's daughter's in it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Am I missing something? Well, who's that?
Like, they kind of just throw that in there. You're like, no, come on.
The Lando's daughter that was riding the horse.
Yeah, riding the horse, and all of a sudden she's
in the movie. They kind of hint that she might maybe be his daughter.
Yeah,
and then in the books they pretty explicitly state it. So
yeah, and then she falls for Finn, and Finn all of a sudden is like, oh yeah, I dig her, even though he was trying to get with Rey the whole time.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he tried so hard.
He got friend zoned pretty hard, though. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really hard. I'm not sure Ray likes anyone. Sheesh. Oh, well, I guess you like Kylo, I guess.
Well, the other thing about those movies is when they made a big deal about Rose and Finn kind of not being, you know, dominant characters anymore. I'm like, I don't care about Rose anyway. I cared more about her sister who died when she was bombing the ship.
She was the cooler sister.
Yeah, she was the cooler of them. And then Finn, I'm like, I don't care about you, Finn. I didn't care about you in The Force Awakens. I mean, those characters were not someone I really cared about. And then they killed Captain Phasma. I'm like, that was really quick. They should have let her live a little longer.
Phasma was a waste that could have been. Absolutely.
Yeah, they waste the cool. That's what they seem to do in these latest ones. We're going to waste the cool.
They do it in all of them.
They did Darth Maul was.
With Darth Maul. They did it with Boba Fett. They did it with.
Yeah, true.
They do.
There is one really cool character that gets underserved in every trilogy. So, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah,
and this time it's Poe. No, I'm kidding. Poe sucked. Poe was like the wannabe. Like he was almost like a mix of Han and Luke. Like they were trying to get two characters into one. And that's how I felt, and I just thought he was horrible as well. And I didn't care for Poe either. Like you saved Finn, big deal. You gave him a name, cool, because you didn't want to say his numbers or his call signal, whatever it was.
But remember, he was not originally supposed to be last the whole first movie. He was in the original script. He was killed off. Yeah, but they liked it so much the way he portrayed it. They just let's keep him around. I mean, it wasn't a bad character. I just feel like he was Han Solo or trying to be.
That was Oscar Isaac acting himself into a 3-movie deal.
Pretty much, yeah.
Props for that.
He couldn't act his way out of an apocalypse role. Oh, piece of shit. That's a whole different show, X-Men. That's a whole different train wreck. Oh, man. But yeah, Star Wars, I mean, did you guys enjoy Solo?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dennis, did you see Solo?
He's solo right now. I don't know if he knows what he's doing.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, Han. No, it's, you know, Solo was great. I thought Solo was a fun movie. I thought the fact that we know how the whole Chewie thing worked out, I thought Solo was fantastic.
I thought Solo and Rogue One were both better than any of the prequel movies or the sequel movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I think Star Wars, they should have stuck with that, doing these one-offs here and there. Not necessarily trying to continue a story that was pretty much done.
Yeah. I feel like that concluded it, though.
Oh, it's over. You know,
we've got our 1 through 9.
But you know they're not going to stop.
Random stories here and there.
Oh, now the word is that little kid with the broom. Remember the broom kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Luke's child.
From who? So they killed. I mean, they didn't write in Mortar Jade.
Or was that in the... where was that released?
Oh, it was this week. It was more George Lucas crap about him talking about what could be, should be. I don't think he wants to end it. That's the thing.
Now, the one disappointing thing about Solo, to me anyway, was the Han and Chewie, how they got connected. Because the way I imagined it, you know, because he basically has a life debt for him. And that's why he's his partner, his buddy, you know, through the originals. I thought it was something a little more exciting than, hey, we're going to feed you to Han. Han all of a sudden knows how to speak Wookiee, and then he saves him from a pit. I thought it'd be a little more exciting than that.
Yeah, he saved him from a lifetime of slavery for the Empire.
No, I like
it. Yeah, but the guy gets to eat. I mean, he's never gonna starve.
No, I liked the way they did that story, how they met. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
I didn't like about Solo was that we didn't immediately get Solo 2.
There
was more story there to be told.
Yeah, oh, for sure. There's a lot of that's the thing about Solo. You could do many Solo movies.
The other thing with Solo too is at the end, you could totally do a spin-off of that other clan that was helping them at the end. You know, took the helmet off and it was that girl underneath. You could totally spin that off as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had
story to tell there. There's story with Kira to be told.
Oh, there's a lot.
Be told.
Well, if you could go back and change anything about Star Wars, what would it be? Let's start with Dennis. What would you change about Star Wars if you could change anything about Star Wars?
I don't know enough to change anything.
Would you at least have Picard try?
Nope. I'll watch a couple of episodes of that one and wait, no, that's a totally different one.
Star Trek.
Got me.
Gotcha. All right, Gene, how about you? If you could change anything about Star Wars, what would it be?
That the sequel movies had one vision through all three movies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can tell them to have a goddamn plan before they start a trilogy. That would be one thing I could change.
To me, that falls on J.J. Abrams because he gave Rian Johnson the reins on number two without having an actual without having a plot. You know what I mean? So he just said, I don't have a plot for part two.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want. And also the way he explains it is almost like, oh, well, I enjoyed that he went left field on this. I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
Give him a side movie and let him go left field on.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
In the middle on movie 8 of a 9 movie set.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Go left field.
Exactly. Carlos, how about you? If you could change anything of the movies, what would you change?
The fact that the prequels were made and that sequels were made.
No, I know you're not a fan of the prequels or the sequels.
No, I mean, like you guys were just saying, I think what J.J. Abrams did was, hey, Rain, here's number 8. And then Rain had a wrench behind his back. I'm like, thanks. I'm going to take this wrench and throw it right into it. Yeah. Oh, you totally messed it up. Yeah, if I would change. I mean, if someone were to ask me what Star Wars movies to watch, because I've had someone ask me before, and they're like, oh, which one should I watch? Start with Rogue One. No, go with Solo, Rogue One, and then New Hope, Empire, and Jedi, and stop there. That's it. Just let it die.
Where did you put Rogue One after? Is it New Hope?
No,
Rogue One goes before New Hope.
Oh, that's is it before New Hope? Death Star plans. That's right.
You watch those two back to back, and it's perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think I would change just Luke in the last three. I would just change his character. I'd make him a badass. I'd make him the most powerful Jedi, and I'd make him, like I said, he would be in the middle of it. Like, I thought I already ended this shit. I guess I got to do it again. And who's with me or who's not with? If you're not with me, I don't give a shit. I don't want any more of this. I want to go back to milking space cows on a rock. You guys disturbed the shit out of me. Every night, Yoda reads me a ghost story. I'm tired of this bullshit. But nope, they treated Luke like they wrote him, a hermit that freaking, oh, not my problem anymore. I'm done. Not my problem anymore.
Yeah, he tried to pull a Yoda and it just didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, and it's that's the sad part. Yoda at least gave a shit when Luke visited him.
Yeah.
You know,
I kicked around with him for a couple of minutes, but
yeah.
The one thing I would change of them all is I would not put the droids in every movie. They are in all 9 movies except for Solo. Yeah. That bugged the shit out of me. I'm like, why do I need to see 3PO in all these movies and R2 in all these movies? And the other thing that bothered me was Vader didn't recognize them at all. He built 3PO. Didn't recognize R2 when R2 was his wingman. And Obi-Wan didn't recognize these droids either. And he spent the whole first 3 kicking around with them. So I'd take the droids. I would just let the droids start as the droids that brought the plans to Leia or to Obi-Wan. And then start from there. But to put them in the first 3 was just ridiculous. Because they're not even... They totally screw up the continuity when it goes to how come these guys don't recognize them. Especially Vader.
It does get a little fudgy there, but
I think the idea was they are the continuity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were the framing element.
Yeah, they were the framing, and they're the element that you're used to. Oh, they're back. All right, you know. And of course, then you know when they give the speech, where is it? 3PO is giving the speech to R2. I'm never gonna at the last one when everybody gets emotional. It's about to be reset. So we get the code off of him. I like that scene. I actually like that little dude that they had in that movie, the little mechanic guy.
Frick, yeah.
Yeah, he was cool.
No, that was good stuff.
Yeah. So certain things in the last one, I'm like I said, the first half of it's good. It's actually pretty good.
That movie could have been great.
Yeah, and then it just went sideways also at second half.
You know, if it did like the prequels where each movie got a little better, by the time it got to the third one, it would have been fantastic.
Yeah, I don't like the whole let's have Han Solo in it for the sake of Harrison Ford. You know, and talks to his son and basically tells him, you're an idiot. You can quit this whenever you want. Oh, okay. What did he do when he got back to the ship? Hey guys, hey Kylo, what you doing? Oh, I'm just gonna grab some stuff. I'll be out of the way. Like what? You know, I gotta grab my boots and my jeans and my black jacket I got from Gap. I'll see you guys later. Like it was weird.
Yeah,
it's just, and then he just shows up and he's Mr. Badass all of a sudden. And I'm like, how did you get here? And how did you know this was here? Because it took this team forever to find out how to get here. You just got here and you're good to go. So you knew this whole time. You knew the plan the whole entire time. I'm very confused. So, all right, well, let's take a break right here. We'll be right back with some more Star Wars talk here on Nerds Talking. Dennis will fill us in with all his Star Wars knowledge. And maybe a little bit of Mork and Mindy right after this break.
Nanu, Nanu. Luke, I am your stepfather.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking, the Star Wars episode, here with Gene, Carlos, and Dennis. Carlos will start us off. He has some questions he wants to ask the panel about Star Wars, the original trilogy or the prequels?
The prequels. Episode 1, I'm just a little confused. Is Anakin's mother a sex slave or is she the Virgin Mary? Because she got pregnant and she doesn't know how she got pregnant with Anakin. So I'm just curious. Was she a sex slave or is she some sort of...
It implied kind of more Virgin Mary.
Right, that's what I was thinking. But I mean, but she's been tossed around. She was owned by... Was it Watto? Did he own her?
Yeah, Watto did.
Yeah, and then she was just kind of tossed around after that, and the sand people ended up with her. So I'm just curious. I mean, but yeah, I think it was implied that she was basically like the Virgin Mary, right?
Yeah, and the books even got into like some weird stuff where the Force was, like the Emperor was doing his evil thing, and the Force created...
So she was akin to Force ghost raped?
It got weird. Books get into some weird stuff.
And what, and the other thing I don't like either is that midi-chlorian, is that how you say it?
Yeah,
that's what gives you the Force?
I'll talk about it again after that.
Yeah.
You know, I think he just needed a way to explain the Force, because he can't. You know what I mean? It's all, I mean, let's be honest. Star Wars has almost like a religious aspect to it, you know? Totally. And so he needed a way to explain what the Force is, and he didn't really know how to explain it. So, you know, he came up with metachloroclon or hydrochloroquine or whatever.
And bleach.
Yeah, bleach.
No, but Ben explained what the Force was in New Hope. It says the energy that surrounds everything. Everything is surrounded by an energy that penetrates you and blah, blah, blah.
And I think they made up the midichlorian thing just to have a way to measure that so that Qui-Gon would have a reason to take Anakin with it. Like, if they didn't have a way to show that this kid had powerful Force powers without actually knowing anything about the Force, there would have been no reason to take him off the planet. They would have just left him on Tatooine.
That makes sense.
Well, if they left him there, we wouldn't have had anything. No problems, probably.
Probably not. I know, right? He's the problem for all of it.
Emperor just would have led the galaxy in peace, and everybody would have been
happy. That's right.
Right? Fucking Anakin. What a piece of shit. Dennis? All right.
Nothing.
All right. Get your phaser on stun. Okay. Did you have another question, Carlos?
Yeah, in episode 2, how come these damn Jedis keep spinning their sabers before they fight? I was bugging the shit out of me. They're like baseball players going up to bat. You got to spin your bat. They spun their, I mean, just stop doing that. I don't care. Stop. Stop. It's not a trick. Stop. And then, like, older Ben never did that. Ben was like, you know, I'm just going to pull up my... And Luke never... I never saw Luke once spin his saber. Like, thank you for respecting the saber.
I think it's more like golf where you drive for show, putt for dough. You know? So you bust it out, and they're like, oh, man, look at him. He can really twirl that thing. He's probably a badass Jedi. He has no clue how to use it. He was the leader of the band, you know, the marching band. Like, I mean, it is kind of odd. You're right. Everyone spun their lightsaber like crazy. And it was actually a defensive tactic at some point, you know? So
no, it's like, if you want to kill them, just do it right when they spin it. Cause they don't have total empty. They leave themselves totally open and just put a blast in their chest. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, that was your question there. All right.
No, my question is, Jango's not a Mandalorian, is he? Jango Fett.
Yeah.
Well, because according to the new series, you're not supposed to remove your helmet. He had his helmet off the entire time during that attempted execution in the auditorium and on that big arena.
Yeah.
He had his helmet off the entire time.
What do they call it when you're like super zealous, like a practicing Mandalorian?
Oh, he's a practicing Mandalorian.
He wasn't a good Mandalorian.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even recall. Were Mandalorians brought up in those movies, like as that name, by that name? Or is that more of just something they created for the show?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if they actually used that word in the movies.
Yeah, because we don't...
Before the prequels, anyways.
Yeah, or yeah.
I don't think they even used that name in like the original Star Wars. They just Boba Fett and that was it.
I was Fett.
Mandalorian came in from the books, right? I'm guessing books and comic books.
And then they definitely used it in the prequels when they were talking about cloning Jango. But
yeah, but then they really explain it, like, of course, the show does, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Next question. Hold on.
Hold on.
That's about all my questions. Oh, wait. I thought when you died, you just automatically became a force ghost when you're, if you're a Jedi. But apparently you have to train for that. Is that correct?
Well, no, you had to train to be able to talk to people.
Because Yoda told Ben at the end of the third one, he said, I need you to start training. I have some new training for you to do.
Yeah.
Because an old friend wants to talk to you. I guess Qui-Gon was going to come talk to him. But it's made it, Yoda made it sound like if you want to be a force ghost, you need to train to be a force ghost, which was totally weird. I thought that was weird.
Yeah. Wait, who are all the ghosts?
If you're a Jedi, you're supposed to have a force ghost when you die.
No, no, no. But who are all the ghosts we saw? We saw Yoda. We saw Obi-Wan, Anakin. Did we see Luke, right? We saw Luke.
Did we?
Right? I thought we saw him and Leia at the end.
I don't remember.
End of episode 9?
Yeah.
Nine?
Didn't we see them?
I don't remember now.
I think at the very end, when she kind of walks off and someone says, your name, what's your name? My name's Skywalker, which is not, goddamn. For some reason, I'm thinking that they were there and they're like kind of waving her off in the sense of, oh, yeah, she's now part of the family. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember. Dennis, can you Wikipedia that, please?
Dennis, look it up. How many Force ghosts are in Star Wars?
I'm doing Wikipedia on the Baby Yoda.
Star Trek?
Baby Yoda. Okay.
And how does it sort of fit within the timeline?
Oh, it doesn't.
Because it
happens after Empire, I believe.
Yeah, it's like five.
After Jedi.
5 years after Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to just kind of confuse and just trying to piece together like the timeline and the currents.
Okay. Look up the movie National Treasure. It'll help you piece things together. All right.
Another one of those too.
Yeah. Ah, man, they should make a third one of those.
I'd watch that.
Those are fun.
Well, they're saying it's after the Return of the Jedi, right?
It is, yeah.
The Mandalorian.
He said 5 years. Not positive.
But. Yeah. But okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We will talk about Mandalorian next. We'll talk about the offshoot Solo Rogue One here on the Star Wars episode of Nerds Talking. Welcome back to Nerds Talking, the podcast. Here with Carlos, Gene, and Dennis. He's our information analyst, looking up all the facts.
I'm a Star Wars expert.
There we go, Star Wars expert. All right, Dennis, here's a Star Wars question for you. Are you ready?
Nope.
All right. Now, when the family Robinson got lost in space, who was there to help them?
Which Star Wars was that?
All right, good enough for me.
It was Boba Fett, right?
It's always Boba Fett. He's a badass. How many minutes do you think Boba Fett was even in the Star Wars movies?
Probably no more than five, seven minutes.
Yeah, it hasn't been too long.
I know, right? That's the crazy thing is how popular he was.
He's the most overrated Star Wars character there is.
Unless you count the holiday special.
that's true. Right?
Yeah,
we don't count that. But you're right though. But yeah, so Boba Fett leads us right into what we're going to talk about. The Mandalorian on Disney Plus season 2 is in effect, and we'll just kind of go around the horn what people like about it, maybe don't like about it, maybe where you want to see it go. So we'll start with Gene. What do you like about the show, maybe you don't like so much about it, or they could possibly change, or where would you see it go?
I'm trying to think of anything I don't like about that show.
Well, you don't have to not like things about it. What do you like about it, and what do you anticipate it going? Or another thing too is, what do you think the Baby Yoda thing is going to go to?
Actually, that's one of my favorite things about the show. I have no idea where they're going with that. I mean, that could go freaking anywhere. We'll find out.
No, that's true. It's kind of what I like about the dynamic of Mando and Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I mean,
he's basically his parent now.
it was wide open. You know, with Solo and Rogue One, as much as I love those, you knew where they were going.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mandalorian, it could go anywhere, and I have no clue where it's going.
Because what is Mando's main mission at the moment?
Well, now it's to get Baby Yoda back to his people, but
he has no idea.
But he has no idea.
Yeah. He's trying to find Timothy Olyphant to help him out.
Dude, that was cool.
Yeah, it's a good show. Carlos, how about you? Your take on Mandalorian?
Oh, am I on mute?
Nope. I'm good. That was me.
All right.
No, okay. I'm with Gene on this. I don't see anything I would change about it. I like that Jon Favreau, from what I understand, based it off the Japanese graphic novel Lone Wolf and the Cub.
Yeah, it's totally Lone Wolf and Cub.
Right. And then, I mean, you can totally, I mean, even in the music in the background, you hear like those windpipes and those, you know, that total Japanese background atmosphere. I totally dig that. That's awesome. Yeah. And then it's only getting better. Like now there's, you know, a little bit of fan service in episode one of season two. You know, you see like the graffiti on the wall, you see 3PO's face and the graffiti on the wall and a couple of other people. And just, I'm not a real big fan of Boba Fett, but they're bringing someone else from the original, you know, movies into it now. So now we got Boba Fett's armor, and for now anyway. And I don't know if that guy at the very end of episode one of season two was supposed to be Boba Fett or just another clone that just got lost in the mix.
It's got to be Boba Fett.
That's what I'm thinking, because, I mean, why does he care? I mean, it looks like he was looking at Mando as he, you know, rode by, like, oh, that guy's got my stuff, right? Because if not, then why would he care, right?
I like that idea of having Boba Fett, just because the fact we only got 7 minutes of him so far, and people seem to love that character. Yep. Well, we got more than 7 minutes if you're going to include the prequels.
Yeah.
You know, Attack of the Clones.
It was a kid, yeah.
Yeah, we got tons. You know, we have tons of it then. But we're talking about the original, you know, like you said, he's
more on screen as a little kid than he is as an adult.
Yeah, yeah. And he's, again, he probably, if everybody in here named their top three, or not even their top three, who they assume the top three most popular characters are in Star Wars, he's probably in most people's top three. You know, and what, he's been in
top five anyway.
Yeah, top five. Yeah. Dennis, give me your top five most popular Star Wars characters. Go.
Yoda.
Okay, one.
Ewoks.
Joy. Okay, two. Okay.
And
Yoda.
Skywalker.
Okay, that's three. I need two more.
Darth Vader.
Four.
Four.
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
Just name Troy. One. She's a good one.
Name one. Just name one. If there's a lot, just name one. One more.
C-3PO or C-3PO.
Your top five is C-3PO, Yoda, Skywalker, Vader, and the Ewoks. See, look at that. His top five didn't even have Boba Fett at all. He didn't give two shits about Mr. Fett. Nice. Good job, Dennis. Dennis, have you seen The Mandalorian?
I watched it when it first came out, a couple of episodes. It's been a while. So, I mean, it was last year when it first came out.
Wasn't your thing?
I think it was. No, I mean, it's good. I mean, I like the, how would they portray the character? I mean, the bounty guy, the bounty hunter.
Mandalorian.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
It's good.
That show is from what I read, about $10 million an episode. And you can tell.
Yeah, it looks it.
Man, they don't hold back, which is great. I think that's fantastic. Like, even their Marvel shows coming out, Disney Plus, they said it's movie quality and they don't spare an expense. So, should be great on that end, too.
It's nuts, but
yeah.
Okay, good way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 No, that show's, Mandalorian is so much fun to watch. It really is. It's a blast. Like you said, you have no idea where it's going. So, and then just what do you guys want from the universe next? Gene, what do you want if you could control it and tell Disney, you're making this, and I want to see this happen?
Solo 2.
Okay, Solo 2. Carlos?
Yeah, I'd like to see I'd like to see a spinoff of the films, but it'd have to be something. You know what? I don't want to see anything from the spinoff. I don't care. I just have to go with Solo 2. If all the talk, like even Ron Howard says he wants to do a Solo 2. And I was actually pleased with that one because there's really nowhere else to go. I mean, that one is, you know what I'd really like to see? Okay, here's what I really like to see. I don't know if they can't do it because the characters are too old, is Shadow of the Empire. I don't know if you read that book, but that is a great book. And that explains a lot and leads into Return of the Jedi. That's what I'd like to see.
Okay. I mean, I think you could do that book. I mean, is Luke's in that, right?
They're all in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen deep fakes on YouTube?
I guess you could. Yeah. If you do. Yeah. Yeah.
Just plaster a bunch of deep fakes on those actors and you could do anything nowadays. I want to see the story of Uncle Ben's farm. Just maybe a 3-part miniseries, how he tells Luke to do this, do that, you know, and about those damn droids. And then it kind of just picks up right there and start. And then that's where Star Wars actually starts, after the 3-part miniseries of Uncle Ben. And it's called Uncle Ben's Farm. That's what it's called.
Uncle Ben's
Actually, Farm. You're going to get some of that in the Kenobi series coming up.
Oh, that's right. There's a Kenobi.
Yes.
That's right.
Get your wish, Uncle Ben's Farm.
Yes, I knew it was coming, Uncle Ben's Farm. Dennis, what do you want to see next from Star Wars, Dennis? You're on mute. I can't hear you, buddy.
I want to see Spock and... wrong. Well, you said if I can talk to the universe, right?
You won.
Oh, a crossover. He wants a crossover.
You Shit. Won this episode.
Crossover. Yeah.
Oh, no. Man, it's Spock.
I mean, you want to talk to the universe. I mean, it's...
So good. That was good. So. Oh, man, that was good. Star Trek. I don't think we're going to have a Star Trek episode, even though, just real quick, you know what? Everyone's favorite Star Trek TV show. What series did you like the best? Carlos?
Next Generation.
Gene?
Deep Space Nine, by far.
Dennis?
No clue.
No clue. Deep Space Nine for me, too. And it's because Deep Space Nine... I thought it was a better show than The Next Generation.
Absolutely.
And I love the fact that the new episodes for that were always late at night syndication. So I could always come home. Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I love the fact that it was just, I never missed an episode. The stories were much better. They weren't traveling along the galaxy, you know. That's good. I think it was underrated, but it's a fantastic show.
Yep.
So that's all our Star Trek talk. We have no more Star Trek talk, people.
Cool.
That is it. Except for Dennis. Dennis, your favorite Star Trek character?
Spock.
All right, we're back in action. Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. Gene, you have anything to plug? Anything you want to get out there? You want to anything? Any comic news or something you want to tell people about? Saying,
unfortunately, with all the COVID stuff going on, we're not really having any events or anything at the shop. So,
how is comic book business during this whole situation?
The comic book business is actually doing really well. It's now.
Yeah.
It was really dicey there for a while and nobody was shipping. And
oh, yeah.
But everything's back up now and coming out. As you guys know, like the artist signings and all the stuff we had to shut all that down.
That's crazy.
All the cons are shut down and all the gaming events are shut down.
Yeah. And is
painting classes are shut down.
Is DC distributing on their own or is it going through Diamond still?
No, they're through a company called Lunar now.
Okay. Yeah. And that's for everyone across the board, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was two for a while, but they got rid of one of them and there's kind of weird politics going on with that. And I don't know.
Yeah. They but there's Diamond,
one distributor for DC now and it's not Diamond. So
is it better, you think?
Lunar's doing a lot of things right.
Okay.
So I have no complaints about Lunar really, but it's now the same. We're getting the same amount of product, but it's twice as much work. Because you know, everything that we had to do for Diamond, we now also have to also do for Lunar.
Yeah.
So it just, it took a thing that was a lot of work and made it twice as much work.
Yeah, now you got to go through, two different channels for sure. Awesome. Well, that's our Star Wars episode. As you guys all know, everyone here thought their favorite movie was The Last Jedi, so we all in agreement. That's awesome. Dennis
Skywalker.
Dennis's favorite character was Geordi LaForge. Is that how you say his last name?
That's right. Wow.
Good job, Dennis.
Who's that?
Okay, you're on point.
Yeah, who's that? So,
he's from Star Trek. He looks cool, though. Looks like Cyclops from X-Men. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. Anything was cool.
And he's a host of Reading Rainbow. All right. Well, there we go, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Nerds Talking, the Star Wars episode from Carlos, Dean, and Dennis. Did I say Dean?
Yeah, you did.
You're now Dean. Dean of Star Wars.
Any relation to Chris?
Yeah. Chris? Who's Chris?
Chris Farley.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
My cousin.
Oh, nice. Very nice. That's awesome. All right. We're going to take a break. Be right back with our recommendations for your streaming services this weekend.
Jabba, no bother. No bother. 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 Jabba, no bother. No bother, Jabba, no bother.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking. As we give you some streaming recommendations on top of our Star Wars talk from Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and anything else that you watch. So let's start off with Carlos. Give us your streaming recommendations.
Well, this week my streams are all anime related. If you got Funimation, check out My Hero Academia. If you haven't already, you're not going to be disappointed. Quite a few seasons out, I believe. 4 seasons are out, I believe. Or is it more? I think it's 4. Anyway, if it's more than 4, be happy that it's more than 4 because it's a really great show. Another one you can find on Funimation is Demon Slayer. Season 1 wrapped several months ago. Really hoping season 2 comes back really quick. That's a fun show as well. And a Crunchyroll exclusive is God of High School. That's a really fun one as well. If you like the fighting Street Fighter type deal, check out God of High School. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Wait, what is this? An anime show or something? Or
all 3 are anime. Yes.
What is this shit?
Yes.
All right. Dennis, your streaming recommendation.
We should do an anime show one of these days. That'd be pretty fun.
We should. We need some anime people.
All right, Dennis, give me your recommendation. Anime.
Since you jump into anime, I want to recommend One Punch Man.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah,
that is a good one.
That's it. All
season
you
two is not so good. Season one is great.
Yeah, season 2 sort of kind of had a more relaxed time for him, but I think he's too powerful to be doing the same thing as season 1.
Right, right.
Didn't they change the animation company, right? Season 2?
Studios, yeah.
Oh, is
that's
it?
That's what I thought.
All right. Well, I'll get a couple of shows. First one is, I don't know if you guys have seen Amazing Stories on Apple.
Yes, I've seen a couple of them.
Yeah, watch the very first one. If you're going to watch one thing, it's the very first one. That's really good. But watch the whole thing. There's quite a few episodes that's really good on there.
That one's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a remake of the, I guess, from the 80s or something.
A Steven Spielberg show.
Mm-hmm. Same thing as Twilight Zone, kind of in line with that. The way they do the stories and all that stuff. The Twilight Zone is pretty good too. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Which one?
The remake one from last year?
Of what?
Twilight Zone.
It's made by...
Oh, I've not seen that. What is that, CBS Access?
Yep, CBS All Access.
Yeah, so Amazing Stories and then Twilight Zone. I think Twilight Zone came out last year too, as well. So both are good. And then on Amazon, I've been watching Truth Seekers lately. That one just came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that one's pretty good. That came out last week, I think.
Yeah, so I'm almost done with that. It's pretty good so far. I like the comedic.
Now, is that something you can binge, or is that a weekly series?
No, you binge it.
Everything's out already.
Man, everything's out. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Right.
And the episodes are very short and like half an hour.
Yeah, okay. They're only half hour, and it's made by Simon Pegg and his buddy, his buddy.
Well, his buddy's in it, right?
Yeah, he's the main star, but Simon Pegg's his boss in the show.
Oh, he's in it. Okay.
Yeah, he's in it. He's actually in it. Yeah, yeah.
And it's a British. It's
yeah,
a British
yeah. Show. And my recommendation is only Cupcake and Dino on Netflix. If you like cartoons, it's hilarious.
Cupcake and Dino.
And then there's another one on Netflix that just came out from Glenn Keane, the creator, or I should say creator, but the guy that was ahead of Disney Animation for many years. And he runs Netflix's animation now. He released Over the Moon, which is a great show. But also So it's something like called Trash Truck. It just came out.
Trash Truck?
Yeah, it's a kid's show, but it's just more or less just for the animation purposes. It's pretty cool. But Cupcake and Dino is hilarious.
Speaking of kids' show, also check out Snoopy on Apple. It's also good.
That one's new, right?
That's a new. I think that was last year. I don't think it's new, but it's like a. It's kind of break away from the old style of, animation that they do with
Is it like the animation from the movie?
It's sort of modern. You know, it's kind of had that modern twist to it now.
So is it cartoon animated or is it more like it's computer animated?
It's computer animated. It's just a modern take on the whole, Peanuts. So if you're an Apple, if you have an Apple subscription, check that out. That was pretty cool.
There you go. There are your recommendations for the week. We got a bunch of cartoons, anime.
So thanks for checking out Nerds Talking the podcast. Tune in next week as we talk about soccer, movies, and maybe even Batman. Because we should always be talking about Batman. Nerds Talking the podcast. See you next time.